Hello, everybody. Well, tonight is Christmas Eve, so happy Christmas Eve to everybody. 24th of December, 2011. And we'll just see what you'd like to do tonight, everybody. We'll go to the light ship sometime tonight here. We'll just see if Carrie's out there. And bring in some of the energies of Jesus if you want. Maybe type something in the fast chat and we'll just see how the show is going to go. So I'll turn it over to you, Carrie. Do you have any words of wisdom?
Oh, gosh, words of wisdom. I'm not sure. Well, Christmas Eve, I guess maybe what you said about bringing the energy of the real spirit of the real Jesus that was here, that would be very nice because there's going to be a lot of people going to church tomorrow. And bringing in those dark side Jesus energies. And so, yeah, that would be nice to have that. And, of course, tomorrow for the rest of us, if we choose, we can be on Ron's 8-hour call. This is the third of the December series for 8 hours of healing up on the light ship. So let's have a look. We can have callers tonight if any of you would like to call in. The two numbers to use tonight are the toll-free 888-429-5471, and then hop down to area code 530-513-6472. So, Ron, do you want to bring that energy in for everybody?
Yeah, so let's we could just have some fun tonight. We'll see what happens here. Let's bring in the energy of Jesus at his birth, okay? Those would be like maybe the first week of his life here. His birthday may not be when it is now. I think that was a pagan holiday, and the pagans just wanted to interface that with Christianity so that the dates meshed, you know. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, dates are dates, and timeline someplace. So let's bring in the original of Jesus around his birth here. Oh, boy. Excuse me. So here we go. Oh, sorry, I don't sound too enthusiastic here. I'm just a little long day today, long night last night. So here we go. Let's bring this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And so stronger, 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 and stronger. There it is. We'll see what the comments are in the fast chat here. We'll bring in some more of the energy. So count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hey, then we can do some other dates if you wish. Jesus here, how this one feels for everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I don't see any comments yet. I'm just refreshing the fast chat. What was I going to say? Oh, yes, I think I heard you mention one time that the spirit of who Jesus was didn't come into the body until he was 7 years old. Is that, am I remembering that correctly?
That's when I came in.
My 7 years?
As a healing, to do the healing.
Oh, that's when you came into his body. Okay, I see. All right, so maybe, let's see, when did he start? What age was he when he started his mission? Maybe we can feel his energy at that age.
It's probably when he started doing healing. That's what he's known for. So
yeah,
we can. I'll bring that in if you wish. So here we go. Age 7. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Go. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So kind of enjoy that energy. Also bring in the energy of Princess Diana when she was in Jesus here. We'll let you feel that energy. Enjoy that. Back to you, Carrie.
All righty. So we have a couple of comments here. Bonnie is saying how wonderful. Lisa says so pure and peaceful. And Alan says the real Jesus is really true peace. So I imagine the one that you've just brought in probably is possibly some aspect of you too, Ron, then, is it? If it's the healing energy and you went into his body at that age.
Actually, my energy at that time, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, interesting.
It'd be really any different than what it is now, I don't think.
Yeah. So Keith is asking if that was age 7. So that was, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So if somebody could type in the call-in numbers, that would be great. I'll give them out one more time.
Fast chat, but I think it's kind of scrolled up, so...
Oh, yeah, there it is. It's on there. I'm sorry. You're right. So Amy's asking, I think, for the Star of Bethlehem, since that, before we knew what it really was, we all associated that with the birth of Jesus.
Okay, so here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Ashley is saying that is very beautiful energy for us. Thank you, Ron. So let's have a look. I'm not seeing any other questions yet. Princess Diana, you were going to bring in. Did you do that already? I'm sorry. I'm not very focused this evening.
No. I think that energy, I'll bring it in. I think I'm getting, I never have looked before, but I think it's around the age of 12 when she stepped in.
Oh, okay.
Because that's when he became more vocal.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. Yeah. Here we go. So... light being of Diana coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You see energy here. So I think I heard a beep there. We'll see. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, Carrie, back to you.
All right, and I think over to a caller. I'm pretty sure somebody called in. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, good evening, Carrie and Ron. I called because I have a couple of questions.
Great.
First of all, I had a question last night on the Q&A, but I didn't hear the answer, and so I have to re-ask the question. I had been worried about mine and my husband's death barcodes, and I didn't get the answer that you stated.
Oh, okay. Was that the one that somebody had 3 and 2, I think?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, but I didn't know. Yeah. Is that what you, okay.
Yeah, one of you has 3
was
and
that,
one of you has 2.
Was that us?
Yep, that was you. That was your question. Yeah, I don't remember whether it was you having 2 or your husband having 2 and you having 3, but one of you has 3 and one of you has 2. So I guess do 3 for both of you and you'll be covered.
Okay, so they're back on again?
Uh-huh, apparently.
Does that happen? Is that a common thing?
I'll let you answer that, Ron.
I would say it's not common. It just happens. I don't know. Normally, I'd say that's pretty unusual. Unusual meaning that I would think that 90% of the people just doing it for the first time would probably be fine. Mm-hmm. You know, But I'm surprised.
So who has
that,
three and who has two?
Came up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if
so
maybe
who
you
has
didn't
three?
Clear them all originally and there were two left and three left. But how many did you clear originally?
You know, I don't remember because it's been a few months now.
Yeah.
Say the truth. Now, so could you tell us about the death barcode and how many times should it be run? Or I'm a little confused about that now.
Yeah, normally you just need to do it one time, as it typically will work with your natal chart. And when your natal chart was created by the aliens, they put in, they'd like to have you leave here. And there, that's typically, you know, what people have. Well, having extra ones put onto you, I don't know how that happens or why. I'm sure that everybody listening now is kind of wondering if they have any. It's just unusual for, I think, people to have them. I don't know why you would have anything put on. I'll probably get some answers for that, you know, in the future here as I start looking at why that's going on. But typically, that's probably what, let's say 90, 95% of the people, whatever they cleared, it should be probably sufficient.
I thought I remember you saying at one point there's one particular part of the death barcode clearing that you need to run like five or six times. Am I mistaken?
I just don't remember that at all.
Okay.
Well, there are two parts to the clearing. There's the death barcode and then the, what's that other one called? I can't remember the name of it. I'm blanking out here. Stress barcode.
Oh, maybe it's the stress part of that clearing that's needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
the
second
them all.
Part. Uh-huh.
So the moral of this story, get the unlimited. So did you say he has three or I have three?
I think he has three and you have two.
Oh, my goodness. We better jump on this because we're both, he's about to turn 55.
I'm still young.
Okay, and then my next question is, and I'm going to get, I'll ask you the question and then I'll get off the phone because a minor miracle happened. My husband bought the alien attack page today, and so I'm going to be running those for him, but I was wondering if you could just kind of explain to people about critters on their bodies and things on your head, and then I'm going to hang up so he can listen to you explain this, because you can explain it a lot better than I can.
Okay, sure.
Great.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron and Gary. Bye.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you. So most people, let's just go back to the time that we didn't have a microscope and we had no way to look at our blood and analyze anything. And if you didn't see it with your naked eye, we'll say, you would not think anything else is around. So now that they invented the microscope and you can see things wiggling around, you know, in the solutions and stuff, then you go, wow, there's stuff actually here that we didn't see before. Well, the aliens also have things that are not detectable with our eye inside of a shed. I know they had some, the NASA cameras picked up things of worms out there in space moving around shuttles and stuff. You know, you could probably see that on YouTube. I saw that years and years ago. They never thought they'd see some life form out there, you know, moving around. So these things just attached to us. Somehow they live inside of us. They have the bodies of what they are, the waste products, poisons, carcasses. The ones on your head, basically, like the scarab energy, that's kind of how it looks, like a beetle. That normally goes over your third eye. You can have some little energies, like little maggots, kind of moving around. That's on the top of your head. So I'll clear that one, the maggot one. Normally everybody likes this because I start at their head, kind of scalp feels a little itchy, and then when I get done, it feels better. Here we go. So we'll get rid of some of those energies here. And the one that I think people really feel the most besides the octopus energies, the octopus is inside of your body, on your rib cage. That can really constrict your breathing. And also maybe even give you a back pain or two, you know, if you have it really tight. But the ones that people really enjoy getting released, aside from that, is the little caterpillars that go into our joints. And all of a sudden, you know, you could have an achy maybe joint. You know, maybe you have a stiff elbow or maybe even carpal tunnel. Possibly, I can't say if the caterpillar is getting released will give you relief of carpal tunnel, but it's just the amount of movement that you have once they're released. So we're going to get rid of the ones on your head first of all here. And then if you've seen the movie Avatar, that they're the tree of life, that's the jellyfish energy. And then you know, throughout the movie, you know, you saw where Jake connected his jellyfish tentacles to the flying critter there. And when he plugged it in there, that he used words, you know, you're mine now, something like that, which is just the mind control. All everything is connected. That's a really good movie about mind control, if you look at it that way. Here goes some more of the critters on top of your head. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it's starting to get released now. And some people, I don't think we have too many callers mentioning this, but some of the New Age beliefs is, oh, boy, if you bring up the situation or whatever it is, and you kind of agree to it, then you're connected to it, and you're going to bring more of that to you. Well, in a sense, that could be correct, but when you bring these things up, then we get rid of them. So you're not drawing this stuff to you like you're a magnet to it because you happen to say the word, caterpillars or maggots or anything like that. You already have them. We're just discovering that, you know, and taking them away. So we'll see if anybody's head is feeling better, more relief here, getting rid of some of these things here. I don't see too many snakes around the heads of people, like the Medusa, is that what it is, mm-hmm. Carrie?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All the different snakes crawling.
Yeah.
Oh.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible image.
Oh. On the website, on one of the pages, they put up a YouTube video with an alien in somebody's head. And I can't recall what page that was, but I know there's videos there you can look at. Underneath it, it had some kind of other square little box. As you scroll down, you can click on a YouTube link, I think, where they actually are showing an alien superimposed inside of a person, out of their head, moving around. So, go. And now let's get rid of the ones out of your joint. So, just kind of, you know, you're going to know if you have a stiff joint or not. That's probably going to be pretty obvious to everybody listening. You know, if your, you know, shoulder hurts a little bit, or if you can't lift your arm up all the way, go so far. So, you're going to know what your problem is automatically. You don't really have to look around for one because you already know you have something. Let's take out the energy here of the little critters. Caterpillars, this is kind of how they look. Here we go, taking them out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll use the word stronger again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. I hope that gave all of you some relief here. This is what we take out of people on the 8-hour calls. I don't always mention a lot of these critters, they're doing so much of this, I can only see in a few rooms, and we go up there. This is what we do for 8 hours, is get rid of these things so that you feel better afterwards. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I felt that second one a little bit. I didn't feel the first one, I don't think, that you did. Thank you. So, okay. So Donald has a question. Besides the emotional whole life clearing and the spirit barcode, are the death barcodes the main next clearing to do, I think is what he's wondering.
Well, it depends kind of how old you are. Typically, I'd say if you're, let's start over again. If you had a close call of death, it would be maybe an accident. Typically, we have cars, so it would probably be a car accident or a skiing accident or something where maybe, you know, you're in the hospital and they said, well, you could have died with this here and you saved your life. Well, that's one of the barcodes put on you. Once you start having one barcode, and the rest are going to follow, you know, in suit, so you probably want to do that. So typically, let's say if you're 20 or older, you can think back and when you could have had a close call, then you may have barcodes. Let's say for sure if you're probably, talking about ages here, we mentioned 55, I'd say if you're probably over 40, I would definitely do the barcode next. You're listening and you're probably like 15 to 20, and, you know, your life has been okay, then more than likely you may not have one coming up. But if you have had one, then by all means, I would definitely do that for sure. Because, remember, once you start one, if it didn't get to the first time, there's going to be a second one lurking in your future someplace to be set up to leave here. Because they want you out of here because they want you to have another body to come into. Typically, they probably judge that according to maybe they're just kind of analyzing you and thinking that, well, this person lived for 20 years maybe, and they went through a lot of trauma because in our portfolio for this person here, our file that we have, we set them up for a lot of traumas. So the spirit energy is kind of diluted, and we need to renew that spirit, so we got to get them yanked out of there and stuff them into another body with the more empowered spirit. They want you to leave here. They don't want anybody to live for a long time. But the spirit gets, wounded each time and has an emotional event. And remember, when you die, you have your past life review. And that's just how the darkness, the aliens take off your programming, as your spirit turns into like an emotional body, taking in all that stuff. It gets imprinted on it, and then that's why it's hard to heal when you get older. Because your spirit is just worn out. That's what happens with that. So, I'd say, typically if you're older, maybe 40, 30, 40, then, I would do that clearing. It will restore some of your vitality. Not if anybody's out there who has done the death barcode, you might just come on the call here and playing if you felt any younger or better or more energy or anything like that. Normally that's the case. So, and we'll wait for a caller. If not, we'll go to the light ship in about 3 minutes here. Anything you'd like to add there, Carrie?
Well, I was just thinking, I know you say most people have 3 death barcodes on them. That seems to be the most common amount, but there are different numbers. I had 6, apparently. When you get the clearing, there's a drop-down box, and you just work through clearing as many of those as you feel you need. I think 10 is what the thing goes down to, and then if you feel you have more, you can keep going. And then the second part of the clearing is a stress barcode, and that, Ron, I think you have explained, is to get the stress and sadness out of us, off us, away from us, that our body experiences when it goes through a barcode, or knowing, when the barcode is cleared, knowing that it might have been a point in time where we could have been killed or died of a disease or whatever. So Maybe you can describe the stress part a little bit before we go up to the light ship, because that is the other part of that clearing.
You basically, I think, nailed that one. I put that on because some people, the process of maybe they're in the hospital for a few months hovering, and then they come out, and maybe they're a little deformed or something because of what happened. So they have a lot of stress. It's just a situation of almost dying or having something wrong, going wrong with you, or, maybe you had to have something, removed from your body, you know, and that gives you stress, too. So the stress one is like a little bonus, and just do that one along with the other one because of the stress. But if you haven't done the stress, do that. People that I've talked to or talked to me anyway, they didn't really realize that restaurant was included with that one. So, yeah, it's like a little free clearing. So whatever you did on the initial one, just then repeat that. If you did five, then do five of the stress ones. And you can do spirit infusion, if you wish, alongside of the clearing as you're doing it, which could save you a little bit of time doing it. Our cold one, normally you're going to have emotions coming up because, remember, your emotional body knows that you would have died. So, some people would like to live longer, and they're really in fear of death. So that situation occurs, you might just really freak out, and your emotional body knows that you would not be here. So it's not going to freak out because all of a sudden it will realize that, yeah, man, I could have left here. And that can become emotional for people. So regular barcode to get off you is an hour. Then the emotional one is a half an hour, and spirit infusion is also a half an hour. You do a barcode and you feel a little funky, not feeling quite right, a little emotional, maybe you're probably going to be sad or something, then just do the emotional one over again, that part of it. Just repeat it for another half an hour. Normally clear that stuff away from you. I think we have a caller. Anybody out there?
Yeah. Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
I had the death barcode quite a few months ago done, and you were saying that you wanted to know what people went through. I just remember that it was really heavy, and I think I had like a headache and really kind of achy, and I think I felt a little lighter afterwards, but it took a long time to get it through that one. It was many hours is what I remember.
Yeah, each one is basically 2 hours.
Oh, okay. I had six of them on me, so.
Yeah, six, and that's a 12-hour event, yeah. So then you have to do the stress after that. So, yeah, it does take a while. You're getting your energy back to you.
So, and then I don't know if that was the unlimited. If I want to do it again, if I thought I needed it, I'd have to pay the $50 extra or something, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
If you just did it a couple of months ago, Marcy, you're probably fine, though, I would think, right, Ron?
Yeah, I don't think
I think it's longer than 2 months. I think it's quite, I don't remember I don't remember when I did it. It was quite a while ago.
Okay.
It might have been a year ago in September. I can't remember. It's been quite a few months.
For me, you feel fine, Marcy.
Yeah, okay, great. Fantastic.
I wouldn't worry about it. Most people don't have any extra ones being added.
Oh, okay. And then the 5-in-1, the one you talked about the other night in January, I'll send you money for that.
Okay.
Oh, the body jump start. Yeah, that's for anyone who's listening tonight and hasn't listened yet this week, the body jump start clearing is up online now, and that's the mind of the body, the infection body, the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic and twisted body, and the body system rejuvenation, all under one title. A new package called the Body Jumpstart that's just $200 for all those five clearings.
How much is the specialty one that you talked about last night?
Say again?
The special barcode, that may get put up tomorrow. I don't know yet. It's very, very close.
I have a question about another clearing that you had on there. And I had the spirit barcode done, but also you said you have the Ascension 2012. What does that one do? What does that clearing do?
The 2012 one takes away from you the energies that you've heard about on 2012. And that'll get probably more ingrained in people next year. As you're going to be hearing about 2012, especially in December of next year, it'll be probably the big buzzword. I'm sure each month somebody will bring out information about what's going to be happening in 2012. And once you kind of connect to that energy by hearing it, then you're corded to it, and you want to get that off of you.
Right. I was going to send money for that one, too. But you have to send, probably not this next month, because that's going to be like $300 I have to send. But is that an unlimited one you pay for later, too, $50? Or is that a one-time thing, or how does that work?
I don't know what it is.
Because
that one I'll probably have up, so that if it's not, I'll see if I can get it. You can remind me, Carrie. We'll see if we get the webmaster to have it so that it will be always active if you do it one time.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of information
see it's on there
coming
already.
Out, and you do get hooked up pretty easily.
Oh, okay. Do you want to hear about a Christmas miracle? It's not really a miracle like you think in the Bible, but I can...
I think each day's a miracle if you wake up.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully you're here, and not elsewhere,
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't have a lot of money these days, and... So I don't have a job right now, and I went and paid for some boots at Kmart and 2 days ago, and last night I got a call saying someone paid for them for you. So I paid $29 for a $60 pair of boots because someone paid for them for me, so I went to pick them up today, and then someone had taken them by mistake, but then they had another pair. But not too often you go to get something and someone pays for them for you, so that was kind of a miracle for me. So anybody
else?
You must
have something good on your billboard, Marcy.
What was that?
You must have something good on your billboard.
Oh, yeah. Just saying, if people want to pay for some clearings for people for Christmas, even though, it's not what we used to think of as Christmas, that would be a great, holiday.
Mm-hmm.
A nice thing to do for people.
Absolutely.
So, thank you for calling, Marcy.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, bye-bye. So let's go to the light ship, everybody, if you'd like to.
Great.
Nothing to do. You can just sit there. You may want to put the light beam up on the screen in front of you. You don't have to worry about having your arms crossed or your feet crossed because it doesn't make any difference on light ship healings. So here we go. I shouldn't be walking around on the light ship. Well, you may actually see things you haven't seen before. So here we go. We're going to go up, out to five. Remember, you're bi-located, so you're here and there at the same time. And there you're out of time completely, and here you're in time. So here we go. So one, source energy, which has no time. Two, three, four, and five, and we're there now. And we had somebody request Mother Mary here, so let's go to the room where Mother Mary is. Going into this room now. Into the room we go. So here comes this energy down to its ears. You can actually kind of sample it, so I'll use the word stronger to bring it in. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. I'll have to check, Shannon, on the price on that, if there's unlimited or not, or just see what I can do here. So let me do some research. Maybe an email. I'll get back with you on that. Let's go to another room. And go into a room that has oxygen, number 87 coming our way, all day oxygen. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. I'll check for a request here on the fast chat. Anybody has any special rooms you want to go into? I think we'll go into the room which has the kangaroos. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Go to the room that has the light being choir. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, it's occurred to me that I have a birthday this month for people celebrate the birth of Jesus, which should be tomorrow. We'll go into the food court. We'll have some birthday cake. Oh, you might actually sense the energy there of baby Jesus coming in. We'll be singing happy birthday. We'll have whatever type of dessert we'd like. And, you know, I'll go for the, I like that German chocolate cake up on the light chip. It's very good with the hot fudge and the ice cream and nuts on it and some whipped cream and some off the drizzle. And whatever else they'd like to put on there for me, that would be great. So you can get whatever you want here. So here we go. Let's have some of that. It's going to be a little small portion, a small being like the size of a pencil eraser. And here we go. Underneath your tongue. We could also actually request seconds. The seconds are always good. Thirds are. So here we go. We can have it right now. Underneath your tongue. So we'll go there when I count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The light beams are there singing happy birthday. Have a little celebration. They have some special, like a punch if you want to have that. All this stuff is good for you. It's all very high vibrational energy that you're having. Some of that. It's a little portion, about a half a teaspoon of it. The body now. Like I said, if you want to have seconds, you can same thing or get something added to it or something completely different. So here we go. Seconds. So 1. Underneath your tongue now. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hey. And let's go to another location, and let's go to the room that has the giraffes and also the big bumblebees. Different rooms, different types of healing, so you do want to request a healing. The light beams bring forth life forms that we're familiar with here. Oh, this is why it may sound a little weird to some people that, gee, how come they have giraffes and kangaroos and dolphins on the light ship? Well, it's because we're used to them. These beings are going to incarnate somewhere in their next lifetime, first lifetime dimension. So here we go, bringing this energy into us. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eric, raspberry chocolate. I'll get fours. Oh, here we go. We're food court still, so if you do feel your stomach kind of getting larger, feel full. A lot of people feel full because you are. And let's go now into another location, and we'll go into the room that has the energy of, we're bringing Joseph. Father Joseph, we'll call him here. It's his energy, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. See, Eric would like the silver room, so we'll go into where they have silver energy. It'll be the hot tub room. We'll go into there and get detoxed. It'll be silver water in the hot tub room. It's like a gel. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we got a request for the pink dolphins, so here we go. For each one of these rooms where there's the light beam doctors, there's normally three of them. Here comes three pink dolphins. I mean, around you, and you can put your hand out if you wish in front of you. Do in both hands, like palm forward, and you're going to find where your head actually stops because you're doing this also on the light ship, and you can actually feel eyes of the dolphin and the texture of the skin. Very, very slick. Well, here we go. Dolphins coming our way. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room. We'll bring in the Enslaved ship, the Star Bethlehem, here. Here it comes. We'll actually go in it. Let's go up to the Defense Fleet room here, from part of the light ship. Kind of feels like a metal surface. Going up to a particular energy, I could say vessel or craft, whatever seems to work for you there. And it's about 250 feet in diameter. Go up it. There's some steps that lead into it here. They materialize instantly. And this has red and blue steps, lights that light up. So the blue is what you're stepping on, looks like, and the red kind of tells you where the next step would be, where to go to. We're going up the steps here. And this has a crew of, looks like, about 18, the way I'm seeing it now. That we can just go in there and kind of enjoy it here. And if you want to go out on the light ship, we could do that. We haven't done this for quite a while here. Probably been 6 months, I'm guessing, maybe even longer. So they'll the orientation here. Let you actually fly the light ship. Special night here. I'd like you all to kind of raise your hand or both arms kind of up in the air slowly and kind of feel the gravity that you're sensing, okay? You're on the light ship, so just kind of feel how it feels now of artificial gravity. Now we're going to be moving out. And then a chair, like a captain's chair. There's screens in front of you, different types of information on the screens. But just far too much to even talk about. Here we go. It'd be like star maps. There's maps showing life forms, showing you how far away things are, showing density levels, the type of elements there are out there, if you're going to be going through something. The attack, they'll show you what it looks like. There's just a whole scenario here of stuff. But we're not really too concerned with that. We're just going to go out traveling, having some fun. So, ready to take off. You're in control. Have a like a helmet on and a little headband also, two different types. And move your arms a little bit, or maybe even move your fingers on keypads. Here we go. We're going out of the light ship, so one-third of the way out. Two-thirds, and now it's out away from the light ship. Then you might check your gravity again a little bit here. We'll feel different here, and we'll just go out flying. You can see stars, go through stars. Just went through one just now. Go through another one. There, we just came in and out of one, another one. Here we go. So it's quite interesting to watch the way the energy is of light and how you're seeing the creation energies kind of before your eyes instantly as you're going through these. We'll go up, and people like to go to feel the anti-gravity. So we'll go straight up and stop, and straight down and stop. Move to the left and to the right. Do some loop-de-loops here, like figure eights here. And we'll just spin in a circle here. Doing that right now, and now we'll stop instantly. And let's just go down and check out the ocean here. Of this planet where we're living on here, planet Earth. Here we go. Out and look at things here, so you're going to probably be able to see something or sense some energy there. We'll just go sit on the bottom of the ocean here. There instantly, we're out of time, so we don't have to go through time. Normally when you go through time, you have the spaces typically in between a manifestation. So either you have to move around different spaces, or maybe hopscotch-type, you know, jump over each one. If you go through them, you can kind of get slimed, so you don't want to really do that. But that's the way the darkness is here. Sometimes, you know, when that happens, notice that when we have a situation with people, sometimes you pick up that negative energy. It's probably because you head on with their energy and you didn't go around them, okay? Picked up that frequency that they're carrying, that stuck to you. We're kind of just sitting on the bottom of the ocean looking around. Some lights on so we can see what's happening. Just like it's daylight. And I'm just seeing some really large, like stingrays, gigantic. These are very, very large. Yeah, I'd say they're about 50 feet across. They're just swimming around us here. No threat. They're just kind of curious. Things are there. And we do have on the little lightship that we're on, they are at full alert since we're here. Alien attack, that probably will not happen, but they are watching. We'll now come out of the water, out of the surface here, and now we'll go back to the lightship. Back now, let's go to the new planet that the lightship created of Earth. Just a temporary planet where we can restore of our pieces of us stored as we, you know, have had clearings or do clearings. Part of you that is of light will go there too, so you don't have to worry about it being lost here. Let's go there, and we'll do a contrast here of the water. Going into the water, difference. And going down to the bottom, now we'll see all the way up to the top, where it's kind of murky. I'm perceiving this here. Everything is like, it's almost like it's fresh water. It's so clear, fresh water, even though we're in the salt water. You can look at the little critters bottom there. All different life forms, but they're still okay. No problem. Okay, let's go back now. Come up. Okay. So what ocean is this here? Boy, it feels like we're in the Gulf here. Okay. Be off of Texas or something. That's what it feels like to me. Okay. Same location, two different places. We're coming up to the lightship, and I want you now to move your arm up and down. Now we're going into lightship one-third of the way. Two-thirds in. Now we're in the lightship. Okay? Feel that gravity change. Now we're taking the light beams. They gave us a little tour there, but don't have much time to maybe mention that. Oh, no, we'll go to where they actually have their armament here on this ship. There's different levels. We're in the room that actually is used for defense. This room in the Star of Bethlehem. So look around here. Out there. A lot of graphs and charts and different things. You can see the different types of screens that are around you. You don't have to look all the way around the ship because you can see it all in front of you. I guess it'd be kind of like it'd be like being in a submarine or something. You know, they have all the data in front of you, even though you're underwater typically, and you're not going to be moving around like looking out at the top with binoculars on. Really high tech. I'm actually feeling the energy. And let's, I'll just go out now, and we'll just get out of the, walk down the ramp here. Steps are, and lighting up, changing colors. And now we'll go into the orientation room. This is where we get kind of beamed up and down here. The transporter room's next to it. I mean, thanks to all the light beam doctors for working with us this evening. And they don't really need any thanks, but people like to thank them because they're in the moment. They don't have any judgment. They're just helping you as long as you request a healing. He was perfect, and so actually, if you have a condition, you just want to change one state of perfection as far as they're concerned, okay, to another state of perfection. For you, it might be, oh, I got this ache and pain, and that really is not perfection to me, but I have this, and I want it to go away. Oh, but to them, it's just one state of a consciousness that you created to another. That's the way the light sees you. It doesn't judge you. And you can say, yeah, you know, no pain, no gain. You know, I want only to be fixed 10%, and that's where they'll stop. You have free choice, free will. It's up to you. They'll honor that completely. So we're going to be coming down, everybody. And the healings are between you and the light being doctors. Coming back down, I'll count to five. And our animals, pets, and flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us now. Here we come. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron. a lot of comments. People seeing a lot of stuff. Very interesting. Rick is saying that his head feels so free from timelines right now. I think that's when we were out in the little ships. I always feel like I'm about 20 feet tall when you do that. I don't see stuff, but I always feel like I'm so, so much taller than I am when you take us out like that. It's really interesting. Josh is saying he felt the gravity shift in his body, and Shane is seeing some really neat viewing screens, he says, and Marcia says she sees them too, and Henry says this is really something, and Rick was wondering what ocean it was. I think he said it was the Gulf of Mexico, and Connie is wondering what type of water it is because it doesn't touch us, she says. And Shane's seeing a stingray the size of a huge whale, and let's see. Yeah, Donna's noticing the whole gravity thing. So I just read one page on the fast chat here. There are other comments, too. So thanks, everyone, for typing those in. It's always interesting to see what different things people sense when Ron takes us on these trips. let's see. Get back in focus here. I was looking at, pulled up the death barcode clearing, Ron, since a few people were asking about that and Shannon had called in about it. And there's quite a long amount of text there for those of you who haven't done the clearing yet. There's quite a bit of good stuff that you can read. And it does recommend, it says, suggested follow-up healings if you are unwell once you've done the death barcode clearing and got those little time bombs off you. It's recommending here, Ron, on the page, as you go in and buy the death barcode clearing, that the mind of the body and the infection body are two clearings that you recommend to do. So I just wanted to mention that those are now in the new body jumpstart clearing. Those are two of the five clearings that Ron's making available at a great discount for the next 3 months. This Body Jumpstart special is running through the end of March of next year, so March 31st, 2012. excuse me. So I think it was yesterday, either on the Q&A or on the radio show, somebody was asking what order to do these other clearings in that are contained in the Body Jumpstart, Ron, and you were suggesting that people do the mind of the body and the infection body clearings first because those are whole life clearings, and then once you get that energy cleared out to do the magnetic and twisted body clearing, and then once you have your 108 bodies all positioned correctly and untwisted to do the blood and the blood and circulatory system clearing followed or interchanged with the body system rejuvenation, which is a really, really in-depth clearing. I think there are 14 or so different body systems that you can clear on the body rejuvenation clearing. So I just wanted to mention all that because on the death barcode, it does recommend the mind of the body and the infection body. So for the next 3 months, you can get those at a great discount along with the other three that I was just talking about. So particularly if you're dealing with any kind of health challenge, this is the time to do that over the next 3 months. Huge amount of healing and clearing to be done in this body jumpstart. So is there anything else you want to add to that, Ron?
Yeah, normally when you do the magnetic twisted body clearing, that will help all the clearings that you have had so far in the past. And typically what I would probably do myself is take advantage of that and do maybe a couple or whatever you think you need of the whole lifetime clearings. And I'll still honor that half-price one. So if you get one, and the second one is half-price. So just let me know on that. People seem to like that, and it feels good. So I'll just continue it on here. I would take advantage of a couple of the whole lifetime ones, since they're probably the most expensive clearings if you're older. And then, you know, keep doing that magnetic twisted body clearing, because what doesn't get what isn't working right with you, because those bodies are not correctly aligned, and when you do the clearing, this is like having a whole brand new clearing all over again. Once you do that magnetic twisted body clearing, remember, bodies are crooked. They're still going to work with you and clear them, but they may not be facing the right direction. This is the sad part. And so it'll realign your 108 bodies over again each time you do a clearing. So, and if you, maybe you've done, say, half a dozen whole lifetime clearings, you get onto this one here, then once you do that magnetic twisted body clearing, all those clearings are now put into 100% to perfection. And it's just like redoing the clearing all over again, because it will realign those bodies so that they're aligned up perfectly so your spirit can be integrated with them. So that's kind of what I would recommend doing, to take advantage of that one clearing that you can have better health. And if you haven't done that clearing yet, the magnetic twisted body clearing, then I would probably get on this page here and just do it that way. I lower the price on it quite a bit from when I first had it a long time ago, and I included both clearings on it. So, you can do it separately also. But I put this one up for people who may have just issues of help. These clearings on there are, I think, the best way to regain your health and wellness is to do this whole package here. That's why I put it up. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, and I'm just thinking, I mean, I don't have any big health issues that I know about, but a lot of things take a long time to come out. You know, you might have the beginnings of something going on, especially if you're a little bit older. And so this, even if you don't have a noticeable physical problem, you could have the beginnings of things, and doing this body jumpstart, special will probably get rid of all of those, and you'll never have, you'll never have the problem. It will get rid of the problem that might be germinating in you. So, especially because these two whole life ones, the mind of the body clearing, is going to just take care of so many things that could be quietly developing in the background. So, definitely, if you have a problem coming, and if you're a little older and you don't have anything, but, you know, you might have something you don't know about, if that makes sense. I hope I'm making sense. So,
Yeah, that's very good, because, see, once it gets activated in you, the light chip can find that. If it's dormant, you're not really needing to get rid of it, because it may not ever resurface, recycle in you. But once it is activated, people know that it takes a while to catch something or to have something happen to them. That's why people seem normal until they hit about the age of 50, and they start kind of falling apart, and you wonder what's going on with me, and that's because maybe something got jump-started in you as you got connected to your DNA maybe at the age of 20 with a particular problem, and now 30, 40 years later, it goes, well, I'm here on your doorstep now. I'm ready to come out and manifest, and you go, oh, man, I got this now. Well, you can catch it early before you have to go through the suffering. So that's what it's so good If it is lurking there in you, and it just hasn't come up yet, it is activated. That's the difference. It has to be activated. So if it's not activated, the light ship will not deal with that because it's not a manifestation yet. It's sitting there dormant. Once it gets activated and it starts wiggling around and wants to come out and express itself, then the light ship can find it. That's the way it works. So this clearing is a very nice clearing to have. So we'll see how people they do it, how they like it, and we'll probably find out more. It just got put up. So it's a great clearing. And we should be having, like I mentioned, that the new Earth clearing up shortly, I think. And also, I know it's been worked on this weekend. And we'll also be having the other one with the a special barcode clearing. That one is for is if you have some type of situation in your life or something, and you kind of think that you have a barcode, okay, because it just feels that way. So that clearing will be up for that. You can enter in there what you think you have. Some people have a chronic problem that they can't get rid of. And maybe they've had it for 10 years, and they think, I think the dark side has me with a barcode on this thing because I can't get rid of it. That could be true. I can't guarantee it, but some people know the success of having the barcodes taken off of them by other things, and they just want to try it, so I decided to put this up for people. So it's like one of those things that it's like the barcode that you don't know what you have. You have something, just type that condition in, and it might alleviate your problem. Oh, back to you, Carrie. Looks like our show is getting about over here.
Yeah, we're getting close. So I just see one other question from Marcy about the mind of the body. She's wondering if that would help with sleep hormone problems. So maybe you can just real briefly describe what the mind of the body is and what it can do for us.
The mind of the body is how your internal healer inside of you operates. It's not your spirit. Remember, your body does not need the spirit that looks out of your eyes to live. But there is something in you that knows how to fix you. And as that energy gets overwhelmed, that little, I'll call him my mad scientist here, as it becomes overwhelmed and it gets numbed out because the dark side doesn't want it to stay fully functional, then all of a sudden, especially if it sees a death barcode, it's going to go, well, I'm going to go to sleep now because this person is destined to die in a year. And why should I even put any efforts out? Because, it's all going to be downhill. So that's why people get worse, because in the process, that little mind of the body, little guy in there, little mad scientist who works all the time, says, well, it's no use. I got a barcode on this body. The aliens want to kill it, and why should I try to keep it alive when that day comes? It's going to be zapped. It'll be gone. And so, you can't always you can override a barcode. Some of you may have known that. It is possible, but this one here just cleans them out of you. And then you normally get about 1/3 of your energy back again once you go through the death barcode clearings, and it does take a while. So when I put it up, some people are saying, oh, gee, Ron, it's taking me too long. Is there a shortcut for this here? And I go, well, are you dedicated to life or death? If you like death, then don't do it. You have to stick on it and do this clearing. You have to do it consecutively, as that's the way this clearing is designed to be used, not to typically do it onesie-twosie. Some people who've had a lot of them, maybe a dozen or more, they could split it up. If you have, maybe six, I don't see any problem with doing 12 hours. Just be dedicated to your life and do the clearing. It will help you out. And then do the stress one maybe the next weekend, because not everybody has the luxury of having, all the time in the world to do it. Don't have to sit in front of your computer. Just leave it on. But you have to come back. So get a timer and set the timer, like for the barcode to get taken off, it's 1 hour. And then it's 30 minutes for the emotional body. And then a 30-minute for spirit infusion. So you could cut it back and do the spirit infusion all the time, and then you only have an hour and a half to do instead of 2 hours. That could save you some time there. But some people just like to go through it the way it's set up there because they want to feel the energy. So we have two different types of people, one who wants to get it over with quickly, They're the ones that really want to know what's going on with themselves, because they're like, you know, investigators. They want to know that, you know, this is working. They can feel it working, and they want to have that validation. So it's kind of up to you. Oh, but yeah, that clearing is great. So you're lucky that you, I don't know how many I have on me so far. I don't know. It's well over 50. I don't know. If I were to look, I would say I'm probably running about 180 death barcodes on me so far. Mm. Most of those came up in the last year, because I've been fighting with the aliens. So, you know, they don't, I guess they want to love me to death, I guess, but I'm still here, so no problem. So,
oh, boy.
Anyway, for me, it's no big deal. And you might do, if it bothers you about having a death barcode, if you're thinking about it, then I would strongly recommend, do a fear clearing. Because if you're afraid to die, then do a fear clearing, because that fear could paralyze you too and prevent your healings from working. For myself, I don't have that at all. I just figure I'll be here as long as I need to be, so I don't really have any energy on the dying process whatsoever. And we'll talk about the energy. Where you want to get to with these clearings, and where you want to live your life with the clearings after you have a clearing, is you want to have any word that's being stated to you, any maybe hand gesture, you know, the peace oneness sign, you know, whatever people do to you with words, you know, whatever they're, you know, they're fumbling at the mouth, that energy just run right through your body, go in and out, just like you had an open window of your house. It goes in one window and out the other. Now, if you somehow get stuck and it hits you, then that means that you have judgment there of something, and try to find out what that is, because you don't want that to be interfering with your energy system. So you go to a movie and you start jumping around in your seat and you cry. The old song on rock and roll song, Sad Movies Always Make Me Cry, that was probably, I don't know, in the 50s or something. You know, if that happens to you, then you have that type of energy with you. You want to get rid of that stuff, because that judgment will cause you to have a problem eventually some point in your life. So all these clearings are to give you a better life so you can respect yourself better. So I think we should probably get off here. Okay. We have another show behind us, I think. We'll just see. Maybe ask CBS if there is a show. We could probably go maybe for another 10 minutes, I would guess, if there isn't. But go for another 10? Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, so let's... what should we do? Let's do some timeline crashing, okay?
Yeah.
So we could do a timeline crash for something. Anybody have any ideas what to do a timeline crash on?
Well, I guess since it's Christmas in a few hours, I'm thinking what we can do around that. Probably a lot of us are going to be around friends and family tomorrow. Let's think what emotions will be coming up.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do one, because if you haven't had the whole lifetime emotional clearing, then more than likely, situations will come up, because remember, your relatives or people that you're seeing are going to put you into a box, okay? And they will see you at a given age of whenever you were, and bring up that issue again, typically, to push your buttons. So let's try to clear that here. I see Janet says people drinking. So let's do that'll bring in entities. If you have drinkers, then they're going to probably ramble on about, you know, the same thing about how you were, you know, 10 years old and you spoiled their precious Christmas day because maybe you accidentally, you know, broke their favorite toy or something, you know, and they remember that. All your fault. So let's just do a clearing. So everybody just think of something of what could have happened at Christmas, since we're dealing with Christmas here. And I'll do a timeline crash. on that particular incident. Here we go. So think of something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Keith has some clone questions. First of all, he's wondering, is the clone clearing happening on Monday that you've been doing?
Yeah, the clone. Yeah, that will be happening Monday for everybody. So, yeah, we're doing a clone clearing. It's $20. It goes for about an hour and a half. It's our regular Monday conference call. It starts at 5:30 PST. And normally that call is 1 hour in length. But we're doing clones now, and so I'm extending that out to an hour and a half here. And we clear issues, body issues, body organ issues. The clones will come into you with an issue. And, you know, you may have a problem. Maybe you have a runny nose or something, or sinuses, heart problems, anything. We do different issues. We might do, say, at least a half a dozen to maybe a dozen issues. It varies how many timelines or how many clones are on each timeline. I normally do two timelines, so take a while. And the first-time listener, you might go, what's a clone? And I can't be a clone because clones, you know, are out of my reality. Well, clones have come into your reality about every 10 minutes, so you are a clone. When you become human, you become real, then all of a sudden you know that you were a clone and things become different in your reality. So, you know, if you're interested for $20, you know, probably spent more than that gambling or something, you know, in the past or lost $20, you know, get on the call for $20 and experience it. There's no way that I can tell you how wonderful this call is. I'll be doing this, you know, at the New Life Expo in Los Angeles coming up here. Probably have a enlistment night. It'll be Saturday at 8 o'clock. People want to enlist into the service here to fight aliens. So that'll be very interesting. Oh. Anything that you in the fast chat here?
Well, Keith has another clone question connected with what you were just saying, Ron. And you also mentioned about clearing stuff in us that it needs to be activated to be cleared. So he's asking, does activated DNA activate clones also? How are those two things connected?
Yeah, they would, yes. Because remember, the aliens activate your DNA. That's your spiritual learning lessons, we'll say, and they come up. That's in your natal chart of what they chose to have you get activated. Remember, they have to create a hologram of everything for you in that natal chart for you to experience. So they have to bring in a whole bunch of people. I mean, this is like a organic production, what they have to do. Just think about it. They have to materialize your room, everything in your room. They have to create that. Then they have to create you. And, you know, maybe you have 20 people going into Christmas tomorrow, you know, where you're going to be seeing people. They got to create them. So, you know, it's quite a long, involved thing. And, you know, if somebody changes their mind, then they got to uncreate something. So it gets to be a big thing. So, yeah, they do work on your DNA. So just think, you know, when you were first born, they have all these scenarios of you at this age right now that could possibly happen to you, and they have a movie set for that. Remember, you're just seeing a hologram, and when you become real, then all of a sudden what's around you, you can see that it's a hologram, and you're real, and it's like, man, I just got beamed down here. So it's quite something as you experience that. You know, there's no way to know about it until you have it done and you do feel that you're real again. Well, yeah, what I say is that you normally are not real, probably you know, like maybe 2 hours out of the month. So you reel 2 hours out of the month, and the rest of the time, a clone's coming into you, and you can probably have 1,000 clones on each particular emotional issue, and they just come into you and, you know, live their life to take away your energy. And then you may have, you know, 50 timelines or 100 timelines that you're on, maybe times, say, 500 clones. So that's quite a bit. And they're all just sharing time with you. They're great for the illusion, and, you know, they're getting a piece of you each time. When you do the clearing, then all of a sudden, you know, those parts are brought back to you because they need that spirit energy. A little piece of grain of sand will say, create their clone replica of you. And then from there, once you're cleared of that particular timeline with the clones on it, then you get that little piece back. We're all using that same little piece. So if you have 500 clones, then we got little 500 little pieces of sand, you know, that's parts of you, and that goes and gets collected to you so you feel better. That's kind of the way it works. And we just started doing clones a while back. And this is where we're headed now is clones. We've been getting rid of a lot of the clone factories. So they're still out there. They put them in ships now, along with underground. So when it's ever going to end, hopefully it'll end soon. But I have no way of knowing. Next question, Carrie.
Okay, another barcode question. Ben is wondering if barcodes stop the mind of the body from trying to fix things in our bodies.
Very possibly, because remember, it's just running, you know, like a kind of like programs to fix you. It'll look and see what's wrong with you, and it'll try to figure out what that next program is, make the body work. So even though it could be used in a program of light, so to speak, because your body, you know, has something wrong with it, it does have to enter into the dark side to figure out what's going on with you. So it does use programs, and yeah, it could be invalidated. Knowing that, yeah, I can't do this because it's not going to do any good. And, well, but that's very, very possible. So everything that could and can happen to you could make that mind of the body just stop working, get paralyzed.
Okay. So let's see. Do you want another question? I have 11 after.
And we should probably call it quits here. We'll thank BBS for allowing us to come out a little bit longer. What I will say is that your own mind can paralyze the mind of the body and cause it now to, you know, not work either. I had the story that was real. This one lady I was told was in good health, but she was older, maybe about 80, I guess, and went for her yearly checkup to the doctor. And somehow the doctor switched the charts on her and the previous lady, and he calls the lady and says, oh, you got to come in here because you have cancer, not very good or something or whatever. And she heard that, and then they, at the time, you know, something happened, and it took about a couple weeks, I think, and the lady died in a month. But in the process, the doctor called her back and said, oh, I'm sorry, maybe 2 weeks later, I'm sorry, but the you know, we just switched these charts, and it wasn't really you, it was somebody else, so you're actually fine. Well, just by knowing that, her mind got triggered. Maybe it triggered a barcode in her, and she died, thanks to the doctor telling her false information. But still, you know, it's where did she put her belief? Did she put her belief in her spirit, her self-empowerment on herself, or did she believe the mind energy? No. So that's what happened. So she may have just shut down the mind of the body, little guy with the lab coat inside of you, you know. He goes, I got cancer, that's it. You know, it's a death barcode on me, and the doctor said I'll be dead in a month or whatever, or 2 months. It's a bad thing, and why should I even do any work when the body's going to be dying? And then the mind, you know, validated that, said, yep, I'm dying. I better, you know, get my my will and everything else. And it's been a good life so far. I'm leaving. And that downhill slide got going. You couldn't pull out of it because she was too far gone. So that's that's one way of looking at it. Everybody, I guess, see, some of you probably, maybe all of you, I don't know, on the 8-hour call tomorrow. So we'll say blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Mo.
And we'll bring in some peace energy, everybody. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Blessings.